Lito. Number 7. And the date is June 4th, Friday of 2004. Well, actually, it'll be June 4th in 7 minutes. I'm a big fucking liar. Anyways, many of you may not know, but Frosted Mini Wheats, when a little piece breaks off and it still has some of the frosting on it, you know, Frosted Mini Wheats, the cereal, and you have this little piece of wheat with white frosting just kind of laying on your desk. It looks really creepy when you don't know what it is. I thought it was some sort of insect. I was terrified. It was quite scary. So be very careful when you purchase and consume Frosted Mini Wheats. I figured I should just kind of give out the warning for that. Anyways, I am going to review Lindows Live. Lindows, if you may not know, is a Linux distribution that recently changed its name to Linspire. This Linux distribution was supposedly supposed to run most Windows applications, but they kind of stopped doing that. It's aimed towards just the average Joe, tries to compete with XP. They're trying to get this thing on pre-manufactured computers that'll go in Walmart, Kmart's, and all that jazz. What I'm reviewing is called Lindows Live. It's a live CD, just like how Nopix is, where you just stick in the regular burned CD, an ISO you burn to a CD, and you stick it in most any computer, and it boots up with a Linux distro. You know, fully functional, you can surf internet. God, I hate the word surf. Okay, you can browse the internet and do anything else, really. And this is a Lindows version of that. This thing costs $30. Why you would pay $30 for a live CD is beyond me. But they offered it for free for a couple days. I grabbed it and I started playing with it. I was honestly pretty surprised at how user-friendly this thing is, really. I've tried out quite a few Linux distros in my day. I've done my fair share of distro whoring. I'll try anything, it don't matter to me. And this has the most user-friendly interface that I've seen. The main thing that I say that is the control panels. The control panels, most distros, they just leave it how it is. Give you the normal control panel for KDE or whatever. And they did some modifications and they made it really streamlined and pretty, and hell, you can even change your resolution and color depth in a menu. It's sad that has to be an innovation. And I've only seen one other distro to actually do that, where you can just right click on the desktop, properties, and hit an option, change resolution. On any other Linux distro, you have to go into a text file and edit it. It's insane. Even the uber user-friendly ones, you have to do that. But Lindows got it right. They enabled you to do that, so big props to them for that. It did seem to go pretty fast. I think it may even be a little bit faster than Nopix. I can't confirm that. I didn't do any extensive testings, but there you go. It's very efficient and nice for something that's running off a CD. And I have a really decent computer. It's a 2100 XP AMD processor with 512 RAM and really fast CD-ROM drive, so I would expect it to run pretty good. It doesn't have very many applications on it, which I guess is kind of nice. It doesn't overload you. It has the things you need. I didn't at any point feel like I was missing something. It has an Office thing. It has instant messaging, a few basic games, a CD burner. Pretty much what the average Joe is going to want. Okay, so I've gone over most of the basics. I forgot to mention that Nopix, the live version of it, is supposed to be the same as their normal one, where you would install it. So this review should apply to that one. I have not tried the normal install version, so I can't say for sure, but it should be about the same. Okay, that was good. Now the bad. The software on it. As I said before, it has most of the basics. What makes me extremely pissed off is that they take programs and they rebrand them to imply that they made them. They don't flat out say, this is our program, because, you know, they'd be destroyed. But they ride a very fine line between kind of legality, I guess. For example, the game program, which is the equivalent is kind of Trillion, where with game, it connects to AOL Instant Messenger, MSN Instant Messenger, all those different ones, and, you know, allows you to send messages. You know. Well, it's not game anymore. It's the Windows Instant Messenger. And they put their own logo on it. Oh, by the way, I'm putting screenshots in the show notes. There'll be a link to the screenshots. There's about 8 screenshots of pretty much everything I'm talking about, the rebranding, especially. So, it says powered by game on it. This big Windows logo. And then, kind of smaller, says powered by game. Motherfucker, it is game! It's game except for the logo they put on there. that Windows put on there. Other than that, it's game. I don't know what they're trying to pull there. Web browsing and email is ran by Mozilla. They have an email client as well. I'm sure you're aware of their browser. But it's not called that anymore. It's part of the Windows Internet suit. And you have a... I forget what they call it. But it's... They take off the Mozilla name. As far as file browsing, when you look through folders and whatnot, they're using Conqueror, but it's just Browser, I think it's called now. So they're taking all this software that other people made, and they're just implying that it's their own. And on top of that, besides them just rebranding this stuff, which totally pisses me off, they're not offering a free version. Now, people are going to say, oh, Kizzle, there is legal because of blah, blah, blah on the GPL. Okay, sure. I'm sure that it's barely legal. They figure out some way to where they don't have to offer out a free version. Good for them. But they're not playing nice. They're taking other people's software that thousands and thousands and thousands of hours, years of work, people have spent on these programs and gave them for free. And now Windows is just selling them and trying to pass it off as their own work. I hate that shit. They're charging, I think, $50 or $60 for this thing, for the installable version. Almost any other Linux distribution, you just go to the site and you click around and you can find a free version. You can't. You have to actually pirate this. It's insane. You have to download it from some peer-to-peer service. Oh my god. It's Linux. You know that whole free open source thing? Yeah, yeah. That's what Linux is. Okay, to sum up this review. You want to know, should I try out Windows? Should I pay $30 for this Windows or Windows Live, or buy the full version? That's probably $60, I think. Well, it's not really a question of if it's good software. I think it's good software. I think it does the job quite well. Well, you have to ask yourself, are they evil? The answer is yes. People tend to associate Linux with anything. Anybody that's doing anything with Linux is saints. Ooh, they're marketing Linux to the masses. Oh, God bless them. Well, 10 years down the road, they're going to be the next Microsoft, and you're going to be fucking pissed off at them. So, get some common sense. There's scam artists everywhere, including Linux. And these guys are one of them. They're scum. Windows is kind of like, let's say you have this really good friend. This guy is really nice. You go over to his house, you guys hang out all the time. He's awesome. one day, you see in his closet a magazine or some pictures, kind of, you know, they fell out. You look and it's kiddie porn. You're like, oh my god, what the hell? And you look, you open it up, and there's boxes and boxes of the stuff. Now, you're in kind of a tricky situation. Now, he didn't see you, you know, find his kiddie porn. But you may just kind of go on to try to forget about it and just still be friends with the guy, still hang out with him. But it's still in the back of your mind that, wow, this guy's fucked up. I found kiddie porn. And so you may still hang out with the guy. You still may be, you know, nice to him, but you're not necessarily going to recommend him to friends or, you know, bring small children around. It's kind of like that with Windows. Yeah, maybe it does get the work done quite well, and it works, but it's kind of creepy. So yeah, screw them. Go check out the screenshots, see what I mean as far as the rebranding and the pretty interface stuff. It's a double-edged sword. Okay, I'm going to try to squeeze in a news story here. Show's getting kind of long. Okay, so this isn't a news story, but, you know, I'm crazy. I don't care. I have no regard for if something's a news story or not. This is a game. This is a Flash animation game. And, you know, I'm jaded out on Flash animated games. But this one's insane. It's, I don't really know how to describe it. It has, it's kind of a political education type thing. But it involves He-Man, Mr. T, Hulk Hogan, and, they want to get Bush out of office or do something. I don't really know too much about it, and I don't want to spoil it, but I'm going to provide a link to that in the show notes. Good old show notes. Okay, that was the show. One quick note. I forgot to mention that in Windows, in the programs that they rebranded, if you go in the help menu, click about, it does show that it is things like Mozilla or game or whatever. But it's the fact that they hide it that is what I'm mad about. But anyways, enough of being that poor dead horse. I mentioned in the news on the website, on the interweb, that I will be having my good friend Mittens co-host a show with me. So the show will probably be longer because it's easier to have a longer show when you have multiple people. And actually, we're going to be doing more than one show. Well, okay, that's... Yeah, I guess it's a right way of putting it. It's going to be Uberlito News and Uberlito Gaming. It's, the show's numbers are still going to go the same. There's not going to be two different shows like that. Like, there's not going to be an episode one of Uberlito Gaming or, you know, that sort of thing. It's just going to be, two episodes a week of Uberlito. One of those episodes is going to be about just the normal stuff I've been talking about. And the other one for that week is going to be about gaming. So, you know, two for the price of one. Pretty good deal. Mittens will probably be hosting the gaming show because he is kind of obsessed with gaming. He does nothing but code game engines and do stuff like that. So that should be pretty interesting. Should liven the show up a bit. Sorry, the show was pretty much just a review, but hey, that's what I wanted to do. That's why I made this show. I didn't want it to be just one thing. Just whatever I feel like doing, I do it, and I made a show. And I felt like doing a Linux review, and I did a Linux review, god damn it. And my voice is dying, so I'm going to end the show. Song you heard was the Rycatchers, Center of the World. As always, there will be a link to that band's website in the show notes. And also, as always, you can email me at kizzle@hackermedia.net, KIZZLE. Yup, 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 later.